was in a bad wreck a while back where I lost my brakes. Right after September the 11th, they stopped all 18-wheelers and trucks carrying trailers and RVs from going across the Hoover Dam. And they started routing you through Laughlin, Nevada, through these treacherous mountains. And I looked back through my side mirror and noticed my trailer brakes was on fire. I mean, it was blazing like a fire. And I noticed that I lost my air and I couldn't stop. And I'm steady trying to press. So I geared it all the way down and it broke the drive shaft. And so I'm free falling. So I'm on the CB and I'm like, you know, mayday, mayday, you got a truck, runaway truck. Everybody get out the way because you're coming down 93 and it goes into Bullhead City, which is a casino place. And, you know, there's a red light at the bottom of that hill. And the only thing I can think about was killing some people. And I didn't want to do that. So I just started praying. And I said, well, Lord, I'm going to run this truck off the road. And if it's my time, it's my time. But I can't see myself killing anyone else. Picture yourself on a roller coaster. And you're going down. And there's no track at the end. That's the best way I can describe it. And all you can see yourself doing is crashing. What do you do? You know, I'm looking at the speedometer, it's 100 miles per hour, and I'm steady going down. You know, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I'm scared, and it's dark. I can't tell if this cliff is, you know, 100 feet down, 200 feet down, or 10 feet down, or what. I just know I'm up on this mountain, and I'm finna run the truck off the road to stop it. And that's basically what I did. I turned it, I ran it off, I held on and stuff, and I'm boom, boom, and next thing you know, it flipped once, and I remember twice, but I don't remember the third time, and then, you know, next thing I know, I'm upside down, and I was crushed inside this truck, like if you would take a Coke can and crush it and try to stick your finger in it, I was mangled all up and stuff, blood everywhere, and I'm laying there, and I'm touching myself, and I'm like, thank you, Lord, I'm alive, but at the same time, the trailer was on fire, the rear end of the tractor was on fire, and I'm like, well, Lord, you let me live through this, don't let me burn up. But fortunate enough, was some people that seen what happened, and they ran down on the side of this mountain, and they took crowbars and stuff, and they kind of pulled me out, pulled me up to the top, you know. I ended up in the hospital, and while I was laying there on the bed, the DOT officer come down, and he questioned me, and he said, well, did you have your seatbelt on? And I'm like, well, yes. He said, well, I don't think so. And so I said, well, why not? He said, because the steering column went through the driver's seat and you're supposed to be decapitated right now. And the nurse was cutting my shirt off. And when she opened it up, I had this big seatbelt mark going across my, from my shoulder here and across my stomach area. And she said, he had his seatbelt on. And he said, man, you're lucky. I said, no, I'm blessed, man. And that was probably an eye opener for me.